Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Mem Zayin, the last full daf of the fifth parak of Maseches Nida. We're holding on daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. We are 17 lines from the end of the page. We are in the middle of the sugya of Muflis Samach Lish. I want to thank Alicia Graf again for giving the shir over the past 3 days while I was away. And Yashar Koach, and I apologize for all the shirim that you're going to be giving as I'm away throughout the rest of the, at different points in the winter. Today's shir and is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So the first thing we're going to discuss is further rayos in the sugya of Mufla Samach Le'ish, whether the din of a Mufla Samach Le'ish having the capacity to make nedarim and aser things or be makdish things, whether that's a din d'oraisa or that is a din d'rabbanan. That's going to bring us into a discussion of truma bizmanazeh, whether truma bizmanazeh and chala bizmanazeh, whether they are d'oraisa or dinim d'rabbanan. And then the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amud Aleph is going to go through three stages of a woman's physical maturation and the halachic nafkaminas of each stage of a woman's physical maturation. A man only has two stages, a woman has three stages, and the Gemara is going to get into some very detailed descriptions of the development, the physical development of the female anatomy. We're going to have seven different shitos of what exactly a simen of a bogeres is, of how we define what is a bogeres, and then the Gemara is going to define a chater mishtameres as far as chiv meiser is concerned, because that's going to come up in that context. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to go through the signs of a sris and an islandess, and what halachos are relevant to someone who never physically matures and remains a sris and an islandess into adulthood. And the Gemara is going to discuss then the implication of the fact that sometimes the Mishnayos, when it describes an age, will add the word v'yom echad, and sometimes it will just say the age without adding v'yom echad. So does that mean anything? Does that indicate anything to us? And we're going to have a machlokas about that as well. So let's begin. I think Alicia said he left off Amra Baye Tashima. Yeah, 17 lines from the end of the page. So again, bringing a raya as far as the din of Mufla Samach Le'ish is concerned. So Amra Baye Tashima will bring a raya from a Mishnah that the din of Mufla Samach Le'ish is Daraisa. Because there's a Mishnah Maseches Trumos that says as follows. Katan Shelo Hevi Shtei Sa'aros. If you have a Katan who's definitely a Katan, who doesn't have Shtei Sa'aros, and he's Mafresh Truma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't Truma So Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says his Truma doesn't count because he's a Katan. He can't affect Truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ad Shelo Bal Leonis Nedarim ain't Truma So Truma. If he's not yet at an age where he can take a Nedarim, then his Truma is not doesn't count for anything. But Mishabal Leonis Nedarim Truma So Truma. But just like the Neder of a Mufla Samach Le'ish is a valid Neder, and when he's Makdish something, it becomes Kodesh. So when he makes something Truma, it becomes Truma as well. Because Truma, Hekdish, and Neder are all the same din. He's being Makdish something Bidiburo. He's being Kori Shem. He's calling something, and he's therefore giving it halachic status. So Savrua, Kasav Rabbi Yossi Truma Bezmanazah Daraisa. The assumption in bringing this Raya is that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Chi of Truma Bezmanazah is the Chi of Daraisa. So Iyam Rapishlam Mufla Samach Le'ish Daraisa. So if you hold that the idea of a Mufla Samach Le'ish, a child who's at the age of taking Nedarim, is a Din Daraisa, so I understand very well that the Truma is going to count as well. Asi Gavra Daraisa, Umisakin Tivla Daraisa. That a person who is a Bar Hafrasha on a Daraisa level, because he is a Mufla Samach Le'ish, could be Misakein that which is Tevel on a Daraisa level, that which requires Hafrasha's Truma on a Daraisa level. Eliyam Terabanan, Asi Gavid Rabanan Misakein Tevel Daraisa. But if you're going to say that the din of Mufla Samach Le'ish is only a din Midrabanan, is it possible that a person who's only a Bar Hafrasha on a Darabanan level is going to be Misakein Tevel on a Tevel which is Chayiv and Trumos on a Daraisa level? So it must be that the Mufla Samach Le'ish is a din Daraisa. And that's a kasha and Rav Kahana, who had said that Mufla Samach Le'ish is only Drabanan. Says Mar, lo, no, you're misunderstanding Rabbi Yossi. Kasav Rabbi Yossi, Shuma Bizman is Drabanan. You know why the Mufla Samach Le'ish is able to be Misak in the Tevel? Because the Chi of Truma to begin with is only a Truma, is only a Chi of Midrabanan. The Ikr Chi of Truma Bizman is only Drabanan. So someone who's only a Bar Hafrasha on a Drabanan level, namely Mufla Samach Le'ish, is able to be Mafresh the Truma. Says Mar, is that true though? Vesav Rabbi Yossi. b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that Truman b'zman hazeh is only yechiv d'rabbanan? V'atanya b'seder olam, don't we have a brisa in seder olam that describes, and the pasuk says, asher yarshu avosecha v'yerishta. So the pasuk talks about two yerushos of Eretz Yisrael, asher yarshu avosecha and v'yerishta. So we darshin that yerusha rishona, the original yerusha that Yeshua ben Nun was yorish Eretz Yisrael, ushniya, and the second time in the days of Ezra, so yesh lahen. So there is such a din of Yerusha that it became niskadish twice as far as the mitzvah satzlius ba'aretz. First al yidei Yehoshua, and then again by Golos Nebuchadnezzar, the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha Saaretz was batel, and we required a second Yerusha, a second Kedusha Saaretz, when Ezra came back from Bavel, together with whichever Bnei Agola joined him after the for Bayis Sheni. But Shlishis Ein Lahen, but there is no third Yerusha when we come back Lasalavo and we're back in Eretz Yisrael. That's not called the Yerusha because it doesn't require Yerusha anymore, because the final Galus does not have a bittle of the Kedusha Saaret. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mayn tana seder olam, Rabbi Yossi. And we say, who's the tana that taught seder olam? It's Rabbi Yossi. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that Yerusha, that Kedusha Saaret is not batel. Kedusha Saaret still exists. And that's why we're not going to need a third Yerusha. So if Kedusha Saaret still exists to its fullest extent, Truma B'zman Hazeh should have to be Daraisa. And not like the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yossi, Truma B'zman Hazeh is only Drabanan. So it says, Rabbi Yossi tanila v'lo savala. Rabbi Yossi taught the Braisa, but he himself doesn't hold like the Braisa. He taught the Braisa, the sheet of the Tanaim, from the previous generation. But Rabbi Yossi happens to hold Truma B'zman Hazeh is only Drabanan, meaning that Braisa in Seder Olam that goes through the two Yerushas and says we're not going to need a third Yerusha is Rabbi Yossi reporting that which other people held. But he himself holds Truma B'zman Hazeh is only Drabanan. It says, Hachinami Mistavra. It's more, and it fits very nicely to say that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Kedusha Saaretz is batel and the Truma B'zman Hazeh is only Drabanan. Titania, because we have a Braisa, Isa Shenidma'a. You have a Chulin dough that gets mixed in with the Truma gets mixed into it in a way that it doesn't become batel. It becomes Dimua, which means that the Truma does not become batel in the dough. Truma becomes batel in Chulin when you have Echel the Meya, when it's 100-1 ratio. So we're talking about a Sa'a of Truma fell into less than 100 Sa'a of Chulin dough. So Oshen Eschamtza B'sar Shal Truma, or some Sa'or of Truma was mixed in with a chulin dough and it caused chimut in the dough. So then it's not going to become batel even if you have the 100-1 ratio because it makes such a clear and obvious impact on the dough. So in those cases, chayev es bechala. So the dough is going to be chayev in chala even though truma is not chayev in chala. So one might have said, oh, if the truma is there, the whole dough is affected by the truma, maybe it shouldn't be chayev in chala because midar raisa truma is batel berov and the entire dough is therefore considered chulin. It's only a chumra midrabanan that you need 100-1 ratio in order to be mevatel the truma. So since it only has a din of truma on a drabanan level, that's why the dough is not putter from challah. There's still going to be a chiyuv challah daraisa. Ve'enin nefselas b'tvul yom, and this dough is not going to be ruined by tvul yom touching it or kli that was a tvul yom, a kli that you were tovel from its tumah that became tameh with an avatum and didn't have harav shemesh because which has the status of a sheni lutuma. If they touch truma, it will make it a shlishi lutuma. But this dough that's dimua is not going to become possible because mida oraisa the truma is already batel. Mida oraisa the truma is batel bro. Meaning shlishi lutuma doesn't happen to chulin. Chulin the most it could ever become is a sheni. And for truma, truma can become a shlishi lutuma. So if you have a sheni lutuma, such as a tvul yom, that touches this dough, so if it's truma, it would ruin it. If it's not truma, it doesn't ruin it. So on a daraisa level, it's not truma, it's batal barov, and therefore it's not going to ruin it on a daraisa level. So divrei meir Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita, but Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, potter min achala. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say it's potter from chala because they hold that the chi of chala b'zman hazeh is only mitrabanan. So since this dough has truma, truma in it and granted on a daraisa level, it's batel, but it still has a din of truma on a drabanan level because it's not batel on a drabanan level. So the rabbanan are going to pater from chala because the whole chi of chala b'zmanazeh is only midrabanan. So what's the raya? So savrua man diaber truma daraisa chala daraisa. We're working with the assumption that there's a parallel over here. That if you hold that truma b'zmanazeh is daraisa, then you're going to hold chala b'zmanazeh is daraisa, and conversely man diaber truma drabanan chal drabanan. Whoever holds that truma b'zmanazeh is only drabanan will hold that chala b'zmanazeh is only midrabanan. So when you look at the braisa, the Rabbi Yossi paters this dough that's midumas, this dough that has truma mixed in, he paters it from chala. Say, I am a pishlam k'sav Rabbi Yossi chala b'zmanazeh drabanan asitimu drabanan mafke chala drabanan. If you hold that Rabbi Yossi holds chala b'zmanazeh drabanan, so the dimua drabanan will take care of the chiyuv of chala midrabanan. I mean, the fact that it still has the status of truma only on a drabanan level is enough to get it out of the chiyuv chala, which is only on a drabanan level. Eliam chala daraisa, but if you hold that chala b'zmanazeh is daraisa, well, would that work then? That something that's only has the status of truma on a drabana level, but on a daraisa level is really chulin, is going to patter you from a chiyuv of chala, which is a din daraisa, it wouldn't work. So you see that when Rabbi Yossi says that truma is daraisa, he was only reporting what other people held, but he personally must hold that truma b'zmanazeh is only drabana. Says Gemara, no, you started with a very major assumption. V'dilma k'sav Rabbi Yossi truma b'zmanazeh daraisa v'chala drabana k'dad Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua. How do you know that Chuma and Chala necessarily parallel each other? It could be that Rabbi Yossi holds that Chuma b'zmanazeh is daraisa, but Chala b'zmanazeh is drabanan, like Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua said to the Chacham, that even if you hold Chuma b'zmanazeh is daraisa, Chala is only drabanan. Where did Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua ever say that to the Chachamim? Here's where they said it. Dam Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua, Ashkachtinu l'aban de Be'rav. He says, I found the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, the Yasi v'ka'amri. They were saying over the following, that afil l'man yam Chuma b'zmanazeh drabanan, Chala daraisa. That even if you hold Shuma b'zmanazeh is only drabanan, but the chiyuv chala is going to be daraisa. Why? Sharei sheva shekavshu v'sheva shechalku nischayvu b'chala during the 7 years of kibush v'chiluk of Eretz Yisrael. We already became chayiv in chala because the pasuk says b'vo'achem elo aretz. The chiyuv of chala begins. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So you see that once we're already ba'u elo aretz, once we already entered Eretz Yisrael, we're chayiv in chala v'lo nischayvu. And yet we were not yet chayiv in Trumas HaMaisra. Because by the pasuk by Trumas HaMaisra says, Aser ta Aser is kol tvuas zarecha, they're only chayiv until everyone has their spot, until everyone has their place in Eretz Yisrael. So after Chalukas HaAretz. So Bizman HaZeh, where part of Eretz Yisrael is not in our hands, is in the hands of the Umos HaOlam, and not everyone has their Chiluk HaAretz, so their Chelek HaAretz, so we're part of Mitruma on the Daraisa level, but we're still going to be chayiv in chala on a daraisa level as long as bova achem el aretz, as long as we've come into Eretz Yisrael. V'amin elu huana, and I said to them, afilu man yamu chum b'zman ezeh daraisa chala drabana. And no, on the flip side, even if you hold chum b'zman ezeh daraisa, chala is only going to be drabana. Did Tanya, because the braisa tells us that when it comes to the chiyuv of chala, so how do we touch up the pasuk? If it would have just said bivoachem, I might think as soon as a couple of meraglim go in as a scout team in advance to spy out the land, the chiyuv chala already begins. Tam lomer bivoachem bivias kulchem amarti v'lo bivias miksaschem. Bivoachem is not a lesser standard; it's a higher standard that you don't only need kibush v'chiluk; you need bias kulchem in order to be chayiv in chala. It's not enough to have bias miksaschem. The Ritva points it can't be kulchem dafka; it has to be rubo kikulo. It must be that you need rov yoshveha aleha, like by Yovel, that you need the majority there. So v'chiluk. V'chiaskinu Ezra lo kulu salik, but certainly when Ezra came back from Bavel, we didn't all come. It was a minority of the Jewish people that came, and therefore the Kedusha Sa'aretz did not return as far as Chal is concerned. So even if the Kedusha Sa'aretz that Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael with stayed the same after the Churban Bayis Sheni, yeah, but the same means that there's no Chiyuv Chala because they only had Bias Miksaschem in the days of of Ezra. So when you don't have Rov Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no Chiv of Challah on a Daraisa level. You need Kol Yisrael or Rov Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that the Gemara says that it's totally in Aliyas Ezra is just to tell us that even if Rov Yisrael came back before the Gula Asida, like we're either there or very close to that, so it's still not going to be Chayiv Min HaTorah in Challah, because the Kiddush HaAretz has to be Al Yidei Melech or a Navi. And since the Eretz Yisrael is not in Skadesh, Linyin Challah B'Yimei Ezra, so it's not gonna, it can't be that the Chiv of Challah is going to kick in Bizman Hazeh. That's how the Chazon Ish understands. Right? As far as Yovel also, for Yovel to be Noeg on the Daraisa level, you need Rov Yoshveh Aleha. But over there, you need not only Rov Yoshveh Aleha, you also need a Chiluk amongst the Shvatim. So if you don't have each Shevet with his tribal holding, so we're not going to have Yovel on a Daraisa level either until we actually have all of the return of all of the Shvatim. So even though there are major changes, and it is wonderful to see all of the world Jewry is moving toward Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, as far as the halachic status of many of these things, it doesn't necessarily change when we have this sort of Rov Yoshveha Aleha. Okay, so that was as far as Mufla Samach Le'ish. So now the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah is going to move on to discuss the Simane Gadlus, or really Simanim of maturation of an Isha. So basically there are three tkufos in a woman's life. From the day she's born until her 12th birthday, assuming that there's also Shtei Saros, so she's a katana from the day she's born until she's 12. From the day she turns 12, and she has Shtei Saros, if both of those things happen, she's called a Na'ara, and she has a din of a gadol as far as the Chiv of Mitzvos in the Torah, but the father still has certain control and certain Zuchiyos for a number of different halachos. Once a certain period of Na'aros ends, she becomes a Bogeres, and that's going to be the discussion in our Gemara, at what stage she becomes a Bogeres, and then she's no longer Birushus Avia at all, she's entirely independent. She's in control of all of her own halachas. So, mashal chachamim bi'isha. The Chachamim gave a mashal as far as the maturation and the development of a woman. And the mashal they gave is to the development of a fig. Paga, when it is a te'ena that is not yet ripened, that's an early stage, that would be katana. Then you have bochel, you have a pri that's growing a little bit, and then vitzemel, you have a pri that's fully ripened. The Gra explains that the Mishnah compares an isha dafka to a te'ena, because an isha bebeis avia is nimshelas l'te'ena. The pasuk in Mishle says, notzar te'ena yochal piria, so we darshan that a father who is shomer, his daughter, eats the peros of his daughter, meaning her metziah, her maisi adayim, it all goes la'avia. And just like the peros of a te'ena, of a fig tree, are not all picked at one time, a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, Rashi writes in Masech Zerivin, so too, the father eats her peros, ma'at ma'at, because based on what she finds, a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, based on her maisi adayim, that she provides, whatever profit she makes, today or tomorrow, but in Isha, bebeis baila, the mashal changes, she's nimshelis legefen, because the pasuk says, So the fruit of choice to compare a young girl to is a te'ena, and that's why we describe her physical maturation in terms of a te'ena as well. So paga oda tinokas. Paga means she's still very young. She doesn't have any simanim. Simanim mean not in the upper part of her body, not in the lower part of her body. Bochal elu yimei ne'ureha. Bochal is when she reaches the age of narus, where there are some simanim, but she's not yet fully mature. Bazu bazu, both by a katana and a nara, amru avia zakai v'mitziyasa obmaisiyadeha. If she finds anything that's hefker, the father gets it. If she produces anything, any maisiyadayim, any profits that she makes from her work, the father gets it. Uba afaras nedareha, and the father could be made for her nedarim. If she takes a neder, the father could be mevatel the neder by saying mufarlach. And tzemel, once she gets to the age of tzemel, which is bagrus, So once she gets to that age, the father has no rights over her whatsoever. Ezu simanah, what are these simanim that will let you know that she has become a bogeres? So Rabbi Yossi hakemet tachas hadad, when there is a fold under the breast, it's developed enough that there's a fold. Rabbi Akiva omer misha yatu hadadim, when they start tilting downward. Ben Azay omer misha yashkera pitomes, when the nipple becomes darker. Rabbi Yossi omer kedeshi nosin yado ala oketz vushokea v'shoa milachsar, that if a person were to press down on the oketz, on the nipple, it would sink in and then take a little bit of time to pop back out. That is the physical development of the person. So says Gemara, paga odu tinokes kedichsiv hateinu chanta pageha. Paga is a tinokes, and the fact that they called it a paga is based on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that te'enim, prior to ripening, are called the paga. So that's why we use that lashon. Bochal elu yimeyanu urim. Where do we get that name of bochal? Kedetnan. The Mishnah says in the first parak of Maestros, hateinim mishe yavchilu. Teinim are chayiv in Maestros when they are yavchilu. V'amirav barbachanam rav mishiyal bin rashayin. It means that the tips of the teina are white. So that's when the teina is going to be chayiv in Maestros. So by an isha also, when she physically matures a little bit, when there are some physical signs of change, so that's a simon of Narus. Others say that no, the name Bochal comes from somewhere else. It's a pasuk in Zechariah. V'tikzer nafshi behem v'gam nafsham Bochal avi. That the nafsha, meaning their zikaron, was grew inside of me and gave me life. So bochal is the lashon of godel, that it's something that grew, it's something that became bigger. So that's the Me'an Urim, where she's already godla. Tzemel, where does that come from? Command the Amar, Yatsamaleya. That's a nutrikun. It means Yatsamaleya. It's like that she's come out full, that the pri has fully grown. So it's a mashal to Bagrus, where she's fully grown up. So Avezu Simaneha. So what are the simanim of Bagrus? So we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mishayala Hakemet. So Omer Shmuel, Lo Mishayala Hakemet Mamish. It doesn't mean that fully that develops a fold underneath the breast. El Kadesha Tachsir It's only if she puts her hands behind her back and then it appears as if there's a small fold. Tachas hadad. So how does one know if a woman has gotten to that stage? So Shmuel badak ba'amase. Shmuel would do experiments on his shivcha kenanis v'yavla abrazuzi d'mei boshte, and then he would give her 4 zuz for being mevayisher, because it's a humiliating thing to go through as he's experimenting in order to see on her body whether she's developed or not. Shmuel etameid. Amr Shmuel lo nbem tavodu la'avodin esatim lo labusha. And this Shmuel eshitaso holds that you're not really just allowed to be mevayish your shivcha kananis, and that's why he had to pay her the dmei boshes. Shmuel miyachid lahen. Shmuel used to be miyachid avadim for his shvachos, or shvachos for his avadim. Each shivcha got an eved. He wouldn't just be mafkir them for znus, and he did that so that they should live a life of dignity. They shouldn't just be hefker. Rav Nachman machlif lahen. Rav Nachman used to switch them around for whoever, meaning it, he wasn't makbir on their boshes. Rav Sheshes masal en la'aravi. Rav Sheshes used to give them to Aravim Dafka, and he was knowing Minik Hefka. Ramalan is Dorim Yisrael, and that was part of him telling the Shvachos, be careful, you're not allowed to be with the Jewish man, you shouldn't be Machshil Yisrael. Yisrael is Aser B'Shivcha Kenanis. Tosos points out Masulul Aravi in the bottom Tosos over here, that you see from here that even though Avadim Kananim are chayiv in all mitzvahs, like an Isha is chayiv in mitzvahs, nevertheless a Shivcha Kananis is Mutaris Begoy, and therefore Huadin, that an Eved Kanani is Mutar Begoya, that even though there's a chayiv mitzvahs ki Isha, as far as the Isurim of who they're allowed to marry, so that you don't have the same thing by an Eved Kanani like you would by a Jewish person, by an Isha. So this idea that Shmuel used to be bodek by checking the Shivcha Kananis if she was physically developing is a little bit troubling. troubling because l'chora one is not allowed to be mistakel afilu betzba katana shalisha, and certainly be makomus hamchusim shva in the parts of her body that are normally covered. So in the hagos tama melech on the sefer shara melech, according to the Pnine Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he discusses a woman who took a neder b'nazir and her nazirus period has ended. So the halacha is she requires tiglachas al yidei kohen. A kohen has to be megaleach kol sar gufa, all of the hair off of her body. So he discusses who does that giluach. Is it a kohen who is a gadol, who is over bar mitzvah, or a kohen who is a katan? And he says it must be that we have a katan do it, because the giluach is bekol aguf, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas. So even the sar beis ha'erva requires giluach. So how could it be that a kohen is going to be megaleach an isha that takes a neder nazir? He's going to be mistakel b'makom ha'torah, gadol avonim in so, it'd be terrible. So he says, but maybe yesh lidchos, that we do find by Tumas Nega'im, for example, that the Kohen has to see a tzara'as in order to determine whether he has to see a skin discoloration in order to determine whether she is a mitzara'as or not. So she has to, and in order to know, there are a lot of details in order to know whether a nega makes her a mitzara or not. If she positions her body in a certain way, are you able to see it from this angle, from that angle? So she's got to sit there when she's totally undressed. She has to sit as if she'd be nursing a child, or as if she is weaving, and all these different ways of telling, and that requires a chacham. You can't just have a kohen katan look at her, because it needs a psak of a chacham. So you have to say is that when it comes to dvar mitzvah, that we're not choshesh shomer mitzvah liyad davar ra. And when it comes to dvar mitzvah, that we're not choshesh that it's gonna lead to hirhurim. Much like we're samech on that when it comes to doctors, so we're samech on that when it comes to when it comes to dvar mitzvah. If that's the nature of the mitzvah, and the sefer Omani Chome, he says, and that's with muchach and our sugya as well, that Shmuel was both the Shivcha, and he wasn't worried about the Yisra of his Taklus. Must be because he did this for the sake of learning these halachos of the Simon, of the Simanim of Nisha. So there's no Yisra to do such a thing. And even though so any time you're looking at Nisha, the Tzorech Psak Halacha, it's not going to be an Yisra. But that's only when it's Muchrach that you have to. But if you're able to get away without being Mistakel, then that's what you have to do. So this is, for example, in Hilchos Nida, there are halachos of ksamim, right? That if a woman finds a stain, so a stain itself is no estaklus. I mean, you're looking at blood, you're looking at mucus, you're looking at the... So that's not a stakl. But what if a woman finds a stain al gufa? She finds a stain on her body. So where is she going to find the stain on her body? It's going to be on her thighs. It's going to be... So the halacha is that that's also a din of a kesem, and sometimes you need a chacham to look at it. But a chacham is not going to look al gufa, so the halacha is she should wipe it off and try to keep it as close to its original size as possible when she wipes it off onto a white cloth, and then the chacham will look at the white cloth. Why do we do that? Why doesn't the chacham just look at her? Because if ever you can save the Yisra of Estaklus, you save the Yisra of Estaklus. You don't even for a dvar mitzvah, you don't do it l'chadchila like that. So that's the... I was just listening, Rabbi First from Chicago was gave a series of shiurim in Hilchos Nida, but not just Hilchos Nida, Piskei Halacha in Hilchos Nida that he heard from Rav Eliashiv. He spent apparently some time by Rav Eliashiv learning Hilchos Nida, and he asked all of these shaylas, fascinating series. So it just came to mind. One of the things he said was that Rav Meisha has a famous kula when it comes to refers to as a Talmud Rav Meisha. So it's also the series should be called Piskei Rav Eliashiv when they're different than that of Rav Meisha, because he goes through both Rav Meisha and Rav Eliashiv Sakam on a lot of things. So he said that Rav Meisha has a famous tshuva about tissues and toilet paper not being mekabel tuma, and therefore not being a problem of a kesem if you find a stain on tissues or toilet paper. So Rav First said that he remembers many, many times that Rav Meisha would paskin ksamim on tissues and toilet paper, and he would just paskin like a regular kesem. So when the tshuva came out, he asked Rav Meisha, what's going on? So he said, Rav Meisha said, yeah, you should be machmir. Which is surprising, because everyone is makel based on Rav Meisha's tshuva. The whole world is makel based on Rav Meisha's tshuva. But okay, he said that Rav Meisha told me you should be machmir. So then he asked Rav Eliashiv what he thought. Rav Eliashiv said, I have a different shita. I think any stain on toilet paper has a din of a kesem and nimsa al gufa. which is even more chamer than a kesem found on anything else. So the two gedolei olam that have because the halacha is that if a kesem is nimsal gufa, the way you would see it is on the cloth that you wiped it onto. So the guf is mekabel tuma. You don't need the cloth that you wipe it onto to be mekabel tuma. That was Rav Yashiv's take on things. Wow. Okay, but anyway, going back to what we were talking about over here, Rav Yossi Omer. Back in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi Omer that the shear is that he's nosin yado al ukatz and it sinks in and it takes time to bounce back. So my oketz Amar Shmuel okto shaldad, it means the nipple. Tan Rabbanan eloin simani bagris. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik Omer mishi yiskash kishu adadin. That another simon of bagris is when the dadim are large enough to bang against each other. That Rabbi Yochim and Broko Omer mishi yachsif rosh hachotem. When the edge of the oketz becomes darker, so mishiachsif askunala, that's already at a very advanced stage. Ela amravashi mishiyaftzil rosh hachotem. No, it means that there's a little hole at the tip of the chotem so that milk could come out. Rabbi Yossi Omer mishatakif ha'atara. When the oketz is surrounded by a darker area, it's like a crown. Rabbi Shimon Omer mishenismaich hakaf. When you have nisma'ich hakaf, so the Gemara says, well, what does that mean? So, v'cheinoy Rabbi Shimon Omer shlosh simanim nasu chacham bi'isha milamata u'kenegdan milamayla. There are three simanim on the bottom half of a woman's body, and corresponding to that on the top half of the woman's body. Paga milamayla biyador shlo v'yeshtei saros. If she's still nothing has happened milamayla, then you know nothing has happened milamata either. That there are no shtei saros. Bochel milamayla. If she reaches the stage that we called bochel before on the upper half, on the upper part of her body, then then you know that she has shtei saros milamata. Semel milamayla, if she has, she's already fully mature milamayla, biyadua she nismaich hakaf. Then you know that it's nismaich hakaf, and that's the definition of bogeres. So my kaf, what does that mean? What's this kaf that's been crushed or softened or whatever? So Ravuna makom tapuach yesh lemayla meosamakom. There's a small like mound like structure above the osamakom of a woman. Once she gets older, it softens. So they asked Rabbi, you have all these shittos. How do we pass them? What makes them bogeres? That we're choshish for all the shittos. If any one of these simanim happen, she's already a bogeres. We consider her a bogeres. Rav Papa Rav Chinen Breid Rav Ika Chad Masni Aha V'Chad Masni Achatzer Tzores. One of them said that the halacha k'divrei kulam lahachmir was said as far as this discussion that we've just had about bogeres, and another one said, no. There was a comment that was once made, Allah k'divrei kulam lahachmir, but it has nothing to do with a woman. It has nothing to do with anything we just discussed. It has to do with a chatzer that's chayiv in meiser. A totally different discussion. Peros that you know, haven't taken trumas and meisers from are tevel. The Chum say that tevel is not chayiv in trumas and meisers sheni until and trumas and meiser rishon sheni b'chulei until you bring it into the chatzer or the bayis, and it has to be a chatzer and mishtameres. So what is a chatzer mishtameres? When does the chayiv meiser kick in? The chayiv of trumas and meisros kick in. Zitnan ezvi chatzer shchayiv meiser. That it's a chatzar atzoris that kelim are protected inside of it. My chatzar atzoris, what does that mean? Some Rabbi Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekein b'tzor, moshiv in shomer al pesach chatzar. That in a place called tzor, they used to put shomrim by the doorways of the chatzar, and therefore it was a good place to keep your kelim if you wanted to protect them, not to get stolen. So that's the definition of a chatzar mishtameres. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol she'echa p'seach v'echa Noel Petura. Anytime you have a chatzar of two partners, where one guy could open the door, the other guy could lock it, the other one could, and then it's going to be patur. It's not considered mishtameres, and it's not chayev and maestros. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, kol shein adam bosh lechol betocha chayeves. Anytime a person is not embarrassed to eat in it because he's based on the lack of privacy because of people that walk by, that's called mishtameres. People like to eat in privacy. It's not derech eretz to eat in public. So if it's private enough that a person is comfortable eating there, so then it's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi Omer,
Kol shenichnasim la ve'in omrim lo ma'ata mevakesh petura.
If strange people are to walk in there and the balei chatzar don't say, hey, what are you doing here? Can I help you? So then it's patur. Then it's not chayiv ma'isus because then it's not mishtameres.
Rabbi Yehuda omer shtei chatzar zuluf nemizu hapnimis chayiv sa'achitzon petura.
That if you have two chatzaros, one further in than the other, so the inner one is considered mishtameres and the outer one is not mishtameres.
So in that context, shalu es Rabbi, they asked Rabbi, halacha k'divrei mi, all of these definitions of a chatzar mishtameres, how do we paskin?
Amlu halacha k'divrei kulu nahachmir,
that it's a suffix, and therefore, even if it's mishtameres, by any one of these definitions, that's already going to be enough to be chayiv in trumos and maestros.
Okay, now the Mishnah moves on to discuss what makes a person a sris or an islandess, where we assume that they become a gadol, even though they don't yet have any simanei gadlus, because they're never going to have simanei gadlus. There's just a person who's never going to physically mature.
So bas esrim shana shelo hevia shtei saros, if you have a 20-year-old that doesn't even have shtei saros yet, tavi raishi bas esrim shana, produce a birth certificate, the islandess, and then once we know she's 20 years old, then we know that she's an islandess.
Lo chaletzes lo misyavemes, and an islandess, the halacha, she can't do chalitza, she's not subject to yibum, she can marry whoever she wants without chalitza, if her husband dies without any children. Obviously without any children, she's an islandess.
Ben esrim shana shelo hevi shtei saros,
if you have a man who's 20 years old and he does not yet have shtei saros, and his brother who was married dies and he doesn't have any children, so you have a question of zikas yibum. So does his brother's wife now need yibum or chalitza from him, or can she just get married because he's not an option?
So yaviu raya shu ben esrim shana v'sris,
let them bring a raya that he's 20 years old, we declare him as a sris, lo chalitz v'lo miyabim,
and there's no din of chalitza, there's no din of yibum. Elu divrei beis hillel, that's the shita of beis hillel, that islandness and sris is totally on being 20 years old.
Beshami says, no, not 20, 18 years old is the defining line of an islandess and a sris.
Rav Lozer omer, hazachar k'divrei beis hillel, hanakeva k'divrei beis shammai, she'isha meheres lava lefnei ish.
Women tend to mature more quickly than, or earlier than men do, both emotionally and physically, and therefore the woman at the age of 18 is already an islandess, even though for a man it would take till he gets to 20 before he becomes an islandess.
So says Gmar Ur Minhu, I'll ask you a stira.
Now, on the one hand, the in Maseches Yevamos, the Mishnayos go through a number of dinim that apply to a yavam who's a katan, and it says echli ben teisha shan miyamechad vechli ben esrim shlo hevi shtei saros. It doesn't matter if he's 9 years old or if he's 20 years old and he doesn't have shtei saros. It's the same din as far as yibum is concerned, meaning that even a yavam who's 20 years old and doesn't have shtei saros has a din of a katan, and apparently he's not yet labeled the sris, which would be a gadol and would pater from yibum. A katan does not pater from yibum.
Some of Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amrav v'usha noldebo simani sris.
When our Mishnah says that a 20-year-old that doesn't have shtei saros is a sris, it's also talking about that he has other simanim that he's a sris. But the Mishnah that we're mentioning in Maseches Yevamos is talking about that's all he's got. It's 20 years old and no shtei saros, but he doesn't have other simanim of a sris.
Amar Rav dekanami dekatani v'hu sris.
That's why it says in our Mishnah v'hu sris, that Yavi Rayeshu ben Esrim v'hu saris, and then he's a saris. V'hu saris means that it's another condition. It's not just a psak halacha that we hereby declare him a saris. It means that he needs two things. He needs to be 20 years old and he needs to be a saris. He needs to have the simanim of a saris. If it just meant that being 20 years old was enough, then it should have said harehu saris. Saying vihu saris means that there's another qualification that's needed. Shmamina, so that in fact is a good raya.
V'chinodlo simani saris ad kama, and if he has simani saris, then he doesn't have shtei saros. So until what age are we going to consider him a katan?
So tani rebchia ad rov shnosav.
A person like me, v'chilonodlo, if he doesn't have simani saris, but he also doesn't have shtei saros, so then at what age do you say, you know what? It's never happening. He's never maturing.
So rov shnosav until he reaches the age of 36, because the pasuk in Tehillim says yimeshno seinu vehem shivim shana, that we assume the average lifespan is 70, or the
ideal lifespan or something. The lifespan of a human being is 70 years, so 35 years old is halfway through. Rov Shnosav is 36. So at that point, if he still doesn't have Shtei Saros, that's when we confidently say that this person is a Saros. He also Kamed Rabbi Chiya, when they would come to Rabbi Chiya to ask about a 20-year-old guy that doesn't have Shtei Saros, but also no Simani Sris, so what he would do is he would see that maybe there was a problem with his nourishment. Ikachish, if he seems like he's very weak, Samlu Avriyua, they would say to make him healthy, give him more food, more drink. Ibari, if he seemed like Balbasar a little bit, Samlu Achshua, he put him on a diet. Sometimes the diet will affect the person's the pace of the person's physical maturation. Okay, Amarav, Hilksum Kuli Pirkin Mesla Ace, Wulam Tanan Dilotanan Lotanan. All of the times we mention ages in this entire parak, it always means full years, may ace la ace. And we don't say that Yom Echa B'Shana is considered Shana. So a 19-year-old in one day is already considered a 20-year-old. Now he's got to be 20 full years old. Even though it doesn't say Ben Esrim Shana V'Yom Echad, it's as if it says V'Yom Echad. But Ula says, no, you got to pay attention to the Lashonos of the Mishnah. Those Mishnayos that say V'Yom Echad, like Bashalo Shana V'Yom Echad, and really every Mishnah up until the one we just learned, you need Shanim Shlemos. They need to fill those years. But if it doesn't say V'yom Echad, then you don't need Shanim Shlemos. Then even just one day into the year is good enough. So Bishlam Ula Hainu D'Ktani Hacha Yom Echad V'Hacha Lo Ketani El Rav Lisni. So according to Ula, I understand the discrepancy in the language of the Mishnayos, but according to Rav, why the discrepancy? V'otanya, and we have another kasha. It says in the Brayser, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar Shnas Esrim Shiyotzi Men Shloshim Yom. If 30 days have passed in the 20th year of the person's life, Harik Shnas Esrim Chol Dvareha, that's already a full 20-year-old as far as Saris is concerned. V'chein Or Rabbi Balud Shnas Shmon Esrim Shiyotzi Men Shloshim Shana. The 18th year, the 30 days have already passed. That's like 18 years old. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Lokasha. The Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Lokasha. The stira within Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, the Rabbi says 18, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur says 20. That's not a kasha because ha kaveshamai ha kaveshilal el rav kasha. But according to Rav, it's a kasha because apparently you don't need shanim shlemos. You don't need full years. So the Gemara answers Tanaihi that it's a machlokas Tanaim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into what that machlokas Tanaim is, and we'll discuss this issue further.